Man. Blessed day. Glad to see everybody here today.
Yes.
As Pastor was saying, right, in Leviticus, we were studying about everything Aaron had to do to be able to see God and to enter into his tabernacle. And now, since Jesus Christ has died for us, we have direct access. So we want to get started. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you that you got everybody here safely this day, this morning. We do not take that for granted, that we were able to arrive here safely. We were able to wake up, just have all the activities of our limbs, Lord. We're thankful for the gathering of the saints, Lord, the fellowship together that we had before even coming up here to, just spend more time together, Lord. We thank you for those that prepared the food and just to hear the laughter and the joy, Lord. This can only be done because of you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you died for us, Lord. We all at one point were sinners, were lost. We all have different testimonies. We all come from different walks of life, Lord. We all were struggling in our sin. We all were lost, Father. But we thank you that we are now united, Lord, by the blood of Jesus. We are united, Lord, in our faith in you. So I pray today, Lord, that we have open ears and open hearts to receive the word. Lord, we thank you for the preparation of the word, and we thank you for your word that is alive and that is changing all of us, Lord, that is convicting us day by day. I would encourage everybody today, Lord, that because we have this direct access to continually pray, to continually be before you, to continually put you first before all things, Lord, because this world will distract us, our phones, work, our children, our family. There's so many things that we wake up and do, Lord, but I challenge everybody to put you first, Lord, to take that time, to take that moment, to take separate time to put you first, Lord. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all will be added unto us, Lord. So I'm thankful that we are here today. I'm thankful, Lord, just to see so many people, Lord, so many family members, so many different, you have different races, different ages, Lord. We are all together here today. So I'm thankful, Lord, because this is only because of you, Father. We continue to pray and thank you, Lord, that we would leave here and to just be convicted by your word. So many times we would just hear it and go about our day as if it never happened, Lord. May the word that is brought forth to us today convict our hearts, and may we walk, Lord. May we walk in a way, Lord, that is pleasing in your sight. And lastly, Lord, I'm just thankful that the scripture says, what better love than to lay down your life, Lord, for your friends? And Christ, you laid down your life, Lord. You put yourself, Lord, in a place where you didn't have to. We often say he paid a debt he didn't owe, and we owed a debt we could not pay. So, Lord, we are thankful. Lord, we are so thankful for your mercy, for your love, for your compassion, for your kindness to lay down your life, Lord. We were sinners, but you loved us and you died for us. So I pray, Lord, today that we leave with that thought, that we leave and remember, Lord, where you brought us from, where we came from, and what you brought us out of. So, Father, to that end, I thank you, I praise you, I give you the glory, the honor, Lord. We shout hallelujah, Lord, because we know you are risen. We know that we have the victory. Lord, there is nothing that can hold us back. There is nothing that can stop us. It says, count it all joy. So no matter what we go through, no matter, Lord, I know that when we there's things that people are going through today, whether it's family turmoil, whether it's relationship problems, Lord, none of that. None of that, Lord, is nothing. Because the scripture says Jesus Christ is better than. There is nothing, Lord, that comes before you. So we are thankful. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I got it, bro. Thank you so much. Good morning, church family. God bless every one of you. Thanking the Lord just for this privilege to fellowship on this special day. We call it special because he is risen. We sang that this morning. And all of us here, I don't care what we're going through, please rest on the promises of the word of God. And when he tells us he is risen, that means he's those promises where he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Jump on those promises. They're real. God answers prayer. And he answers the prayers of the righteous. That is those of us who are identified with our Savior. So on this particular day, I'm thanking the Lord for the fellowship that we have. And now we'll open up and pray to our great God and Savior, loving Holy Father. It is with, Lord, just humility and love, Lord, that we can come to you, Lord, and thank you for this great grace you've bestowed upon us, that we can be called children of God. Lord, it's all you. Lord, you are worthy of praise, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Lord Jesus, you are the one, Lord, who directs, controls, and just steers our lives in the way in which you would have us to go, Lord. Nothing by chance, no luck, no accidents. Lord, providence, Lord, you are in control of everything, every detail. Even if we don't understand, Lord, at times what's going on or what you're doing, we can trust you, that we know you are faithful, even though we are not, Lord, and we trust your faithfulness. Yes. We want to thank you, Lord, for this message we'll receive today, Lord. Once again, feeding our souls and showing the importance of this great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who we are talking about today. Thank you for him. Thank you for shedding his blood for us. Thank you for this great salvation. Thank you for the peace that comes, that passes all understanding. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for everyone present this morning. Those on Zoom, God bless you and thank you for your faithfulness to be there. Those of us who are here, may that we feed on the word that we hear today. May that it nourish your souls, lift us up, encourage us. And whatever you're going through, whatever pain, whatever need you have, trust God's promises. He always comes through. Thank you now, Lord, as we will open your word, we will worship you. Thank you for everyone present. Thank you for this time that we have to fellowship with one another. Thank you, Lord, in your most holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, sorry.
Our Father in heaven, how we rejoice in your goodness. We rejoice in sovereign grace. We praise your name that before eternity began, you set your love upon us. We praise you that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for his sheep. We praise your holy name that the Spirit of God irresistibly, effectually drew us to the Savior through repentant faith in Christ. Heavenly Father, how we thank you that you are King, that you rule from your throne. We praise your name this day for divine providence. We thank you that nothing comes to us by chance, but all things from the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. How we thank you for sovereign grace. How we praise your name for the enduring hope that we have, the hope of eternal glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your love is steadfast. And we praise your name that the faith that you infuse within our hearts is a persevering and preserving faith. We rejoice this day that all of this is possible because of the bodily resurrection of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. How we thank you, Heavenly Father, that on that third day you validated and vindicated everything that he said, everything that he did, proving to the world that you have a divine Son, that the work that he accomplished on Calvary's cross has been completed. And we praise you that this day that he is seated at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for Jesus Christ, that he is our advocate, that he is our faithful high priest, that he knows all of our sufferings and all of our hardships and all of our trials and all of our temptations, and how he empathizes with us and sympathizes with us. And we rejoice that he is there as our friend and advocate. And how we praise you this day that we can enter your throne of grace with confidence and boldness, because we know that our sins have been cleansed, because we know that the Spirit of God lives within our hearts, because we know that the promises of the Word of God are true, and because we know that one day we will raise from the dead and be with our Savior forever and ever and ever. And Heavenly Father, until that time comes, how we would ask that you might use days like today to nurture us and strengthen us and deepen us in our commitment to Jesus Christ and in our love and communion with one another. How we thank you that when you saved us, you did not leave us alone. how we thank you that we have been grafted into a living organism, the body of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we are brethren because of the blood of the Savior. And Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you have entrusted to us a mission, that we are to be light to a darkened society and salt to a world that is rotting and decaying before our very eyes. Help us, Heavenly Father, by your grace, to be that preserving element. Help us by your grace to be that beacon of light. Help us by your grace to stand firm in an evil and wicked generation. And Heavenly Father, we would simply ask that you might be merciful upon this country, that you might be merciful upon the Church of Jesus Christ in this country. And we would pray that you might turn us around as we seek to find the true meaning of life in knowing Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. We commit all of the things that we do this day to that end, and we pray in the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.